Yesterday, I spoke with John Cadogan about plans and money that was being put in by the federal government for a sort of a national trail of charging points for electric cars from Brisbane to Adelaide. And I asked if anyone would actually want to drive an electric car that far across Australia. And apparently someone has. Sylvia Wilson is her name. Sylvia is a legend. She set off in an electric vehicle on an over 20,000 kilometre journey around Australia. And she joins me now. Sylvia, you're a legend. Thanks for coming on this afternoon.
Oh, thank you, Steve.
Why did you want to drive an electric car around one of the widest countries or continents on Earth?
Well, I was probably a bit stupid, really, but my husband and I had bought this car, sight unseen, and we were tickled pink with it when it turned up and loved it. And we sort of planned that we might do this trip. Neither of us had ever been to Western Australia or the Northern Territory. But then he had Parkinson's and other things going on, and he died last year. So after that, I thought, right, what am I going to do? I'm going to do that trip that we talked about. And so that was the plan, and off I went.
So you and your husband bought what car, sight unseen?
Oh, a Tesla S75.
That's some purchase, sight unseen. You seriously bought a Tesla S, sight unseen?
Yes, you can see that I'm prone to doing slightly crazy things from time to time.
You're my kind of woman, Sylvia. So, I mean, you forked out serious money for this top-line electric vehicle and said, okay, my husband and I were going to do this. Sadly, he passed away, so yep. I'm still going to do it in his memory.
Exactly. You got it in one. Yes.
And I hear you loaded a bunch of girlfriends in the vehicle to go with you. Is that right?
I did, seven.
All at once?
No, one at a time. They were two sisters, two daughters, one daughter-in-law and two old girlfriends, one by one.
Did you have fun?
Oh, we had a lot of laughs. We had a lot of fun. That was great.
All right, now I wouldn't have thought you could do it that easy. I'm quite interested in electric vehicles. I wouldn't have thought it would be that easy to do, because I assumed that there wasn't sort of the charge points, particularly around the remote locations of Australia. So tell me some of the what happened. It's just trying to charge the vehicle and sort of get around the country. What sort of issues arose for you?
Well, it varies from place to place. And altogether, I plugged the car in 97 different sockets.
What?
I did a little count the other day, 97 different sockets. And those sockets were of seven different types. So I had to take all the right charging leads and adapters so that I could do that. And I had to get pretty organised before I left home, because the infrastructure is just not there yet. It's not like service stations on every corner. So I got pretty organised and off I went, and had a boot full of chargers and adapters, and it worked.
Did you get to carry a boot full of chargers and adapters?
Yeah.
So I spoke to a guy yesterday about this. He says the Australian government is going to have to decide, just simply make a decision about what sort of plug, so that all the electric vehicles that are sold in Australia have the same plug. Otherwise, this sort of chaos ensues, and this is what you had to deal with.
Yes, I did. And because, you know, I was really pushing the envelope doing the trip at this stage when the infrastructure is not there. But it is a very good car. It drives beautifully. And even though I am seriously electrically and mechanically challenged personally, I felt I was going to stick to the highway. I wasn't going to go across the Simpson Desert or something crazy. And I just felt the car could do it. And if I got organised, I could do it. So off we went.
What was the longest distance you were able to drive the Tesla without charging it?
Oh, Steve, I really couldn't tell you. The car can do about 370 kilometres. This is one of the smaller battery size of the Teslas. So I had to work within what the car could do. And most days we just did that distance. So it was a pretty slow trip. But I was on holidays. We were touring. We did little side trips, and I think we had only about 4 or 5 days where we charged in the middle of the day and then went on for a bit further.
Did you ever have to pull up at someone's property and say, help, I need to borrow your electricity, otherwise my car's going to conk out?
No, we did have some funny experiences, though, and things do go wrong. There was one place, it was a very isolated roadhouse up on the back end of Western Australia, up in the northwest, And it was meant to have a three-phase 32-amp power socket to plug on into.
Yep.
We plugged in, and the whole thing fell off the post. It virtually sort of came unscrewed, and the power stopped. So that was a bit dodgy. So then we sat there for hours charging on a 15-amp. So, you know, little things like that do go wrong.
How long did it take to charge up the car's battery on average for a proper sort of full charge?
You'd normally do it overnight.
So if you're stopping somewhere, you're actually stopping there?
Yeah. Most electric vehicle owners will charge it either at work during the day or at home overnight. And when you're travelling, you're staying in a motel or a caravan park or something, and you just plug it in when you get there and off you go in the morning. I didn't stay up to see how long it took to charge.
Fair enough.
As long as it was done by the morning, that was the main thing.
If you just turned on your radio or your mobile phone, I'm speaking with Sylvia Wilson. She drove an electric vehicle around Australia, over 20,000 kilometres, all in an electric vehicle, a sight unseen purchased electric vehicle, I should point out, by the way, which just happened to be a Tesla S. She had to deal with 97 different sockets and had to take 7 different kinds of plugs. So she had leads and cables all on her boot, and you had to work out every time you pulled up somewhere which sort of plug or cable you'd need to recharge the car.
That's right, yes.
Now, was the electricity free? When you pull up at these places, how do they charge you for the electricity?
Well, you know, it's extraordinary, but most of them don't because they want your business. And before I left home, I booked all the accommodation, the whole trip around, because I had all my family and friends coming to join me, those 7 people. I had to stick to an agenda. I had to be on time. And so I could book all the accommodation, and when I rang to make the bookings, I told them I was coming in an electric car. That's okay. And they sorted all the negotiations out then and there, although you had to renegotiate sometimes when you got there because the staff changed or something. But no, they just want your business. So, and electricity is relatively cheap compared with fossil fuels. Only one motel charged me a fee, and it charged me $8. I got right around my cash outlay over and above my accommodation charges or costs. I spent $150.90 on charging the car.
The entire 20,000 kilometre journey.
Yeah.
Cost you £150.
Yep. No, $150.90.
And 90 cents. I'm sorry.
But there was a few other people. There was a couple of people I had to give a bit of cash to. They just refused to let me do anything else. And 2 people I gave a bottle of wine, and 1 fellow I gave a 6-pack of beer. So it wasn't very expensive exercise to charge the car.
And what did people say in the middle of nowhere when you turned up in this shiny new Tesla S?
Where's your generator? How did you get here? people were fantastic. We met some wonderful people. People are very interested in this whole electric vehicle thing that's going on. That was surprising how enthusiastic people were.
What sort of questions did they ask you?
They were very concerned. People are very worried about running out of charge. They forget that they should be just as worried about running out of petrol.
Yeah.
But they're used to that worry, but they're not used to this electricity thing. And what they don't realise is that there's actually more electricity around Australia than there is fuel. Because everywhere has the lights on. The kettle works. So you can plug into everybody's PowerPoint. It might be slow on 10 amps, but it works.
So even if you're halfway between, say, Adelaide and Perth, in the middle of nowhere, mm-hmm. you can pull up and plug into a service station and they don't mind as long as you spend some money there buying some food or camping the night in one of their roadside motels or something.
The ones where we didn't stay overnight, I generally paid.
Okay.
But it's minimal amount, you know, sort of $10, $14, that sort of thing would be the normal fee.
$150.90 was the total amount it cost you to drive your Tesla around Australia.
Yes.
Not including the purchase price and insurance and hotels and all that sort of stuff.
That's exactly right. All the accommodation, yes. Yeah, that's right. No, it's pretty good. I had a flat tyre, though.
Did you change it?
No.
You cheat. You cheat. You got some poor truckie to change it, didn't you?
No. Well, actually, we were staying at an Airbnb just south of Gundagai, and there were a couple of chaps there, and they changed for me. So that was great.
They were gentlemen.
They were very good, yes. And there was another place up at Fitzroy Crossing in Western Australia we got to, and there was Western Australian and Australian Electric Vehicle Association had just negotiated and put in a special socket there for EVs travelling, electric vehicles travelling around. I was the first one to get there, plugged the car in, no power. Fitzroy Crossing, no power. Anyway, the chap running the service station, I think his name was Carl, he found the one and only electrician within Cooey. His name was Irish, and Irish came along and flipped a switch or something, and it worked. So that was good.
Have you kept the car, Sylvia?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Yes, yes.
So now you drive it around Gladstone or something, do you?
Yes, it's my car. I drive it everywhere. Yes. I charge it at home.
Okay.
We've got a whole stack of solar panels here, so it costs me nothing because I'm off-grid. So it's very economical. Once you get over the shock of buying the car, the price, it's a very economical. Nothing breaks down. It's got relatively few moving parts in it compared with an internal combustion engine.
Of course.
It's got thousands, and they all wear out, whereas these ones, you know, pretty good. We did have a bit of a problem with headwinds.
Really?
Yeah, particularly up there between Fitzroy Crossing and Halls Creek and those kind of... You get a lot of wind up there in Western Australia, and we used to do what we call the toilet paper test.
Yes. What's the toilet paper test?
Well, you know, when you go bush, you always take a roll of toilet paper in the vehicle, don't you, just in case?
Yep.
So you get about a metre-long piece of toilet paper and you hold it up to see why is the car struggling. And if it flies horizontal, you know you've got a really strong headwind. So that's the toilet paper test.
So Teslas struggle, they chew power if they're driving into a headwind.
So does an ordinary petrol car.
Not that much.
Yes, it does.
Not with a toilet paper test, come on.
Well, it was just rather fun.
All right, Sylvia. More power to you. Thank you so much for telling me the story.
Okay. See you, Steve.
That's Sylvia Wilson, drove an electric vehicle that she purchased sight unseen around Australia, 20,000 kilometres. It cost her $150.90. And she did it with seven friends.